Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we are discussing the profound impact of God's law on our lives. Today's Bible verses are from Psalm 19, verses 8 to 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The statutes of the Lord are true, all of them just, more desirable than gold, than a hoard of purest gold, sweeter also than honey or drippings from the comb. That's Psalm 19, verses 8 to 11.
Let's dive into the refreshing nature of God's law. Have you ever felt spiritually drained or in need of renewal? Well, the psalmist tells us that the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. It's like a cool drink on a hot day for our spirit. When we align ourselves with God's instructions, we experience a sense of peace and restoration that's hard to find anywhere else. But it's not just about feeling refreshed. God's law also provides wisdom, especially to those who might feel lost or confused. It's a trustworthy guide that helps us navigate life's complexities. By following God's decrees, we gain insight and understanding that goes beyond our own limited perspective. This spiritual renewal and guidance isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process that happens as we consistently engage with God's word and apply his teachings to our lives. It's about finding direction, purpose, and a deeper connection with our Creator. Now let's dive deeper into God's decrees and precepts. The psalmist tells us that the decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. This means we can rely on God's instructions completely. They're not just random rules, but guidance we can trust to lead us in the right direction. Think about it. In a world full of conflicting advice, isn't it comforting to have a source of wisdom we can always count on? God's decrees offer just that. They provide a solid foundation for decision-making and living our lives. Moving on to God's precepts, we're told they're right and rejoice the heart. These divine principles aren't meant to restrict us, but to bring us joy and fulfillment. When we align our lives with God's precepts, we experience a deep sense of contentment and peace. It's like following a well-drawn map. God's precepts guide us to a life of purpose and happiness. They're designed for our benefit, leading us to true joy that goes beyond temporary pleasures.
God's commands are not just a set of arbitrary rules, they're like a beacon of light in the darkness, providing clarity and direction in our often confusing world. When we study and apply God's commands, we gain a clearer understanding of right and wrong, of how to navigate complex situations, and of our purpose in life. But it's not just about clarity, there's also an enduring quality to fearing the Lord. This reverence for God isn't a fleeting emotion, but a lasting attitude that shapes our entire lives. It's a foundation that remains steady, even when everything else seems to be shifting. Following God's guidance isn't always easy, but it consistently leads to wisdom and insight. It's like having a masterful teacher always at our side, guiding us through life's challenges and helping us grow. This wisdom isn't just head knowledge, it's practical, life-changing understanding that helps us make better decisions and live more fulfilling lives. Now let's delve into the value of God's statutes. The psalmist describes these divine laws as true and just, emphasizing their reliability and fairness. But what's truly remarkable is how he compares God's word to some of the most precious things in life. He says it's more desirable than gold, even the purest gold you can find. Think about that for a moment. In a world that often values material wealth above all else, the psalmist is saying that God's word is far more valuable, and it doesn't stop there. He goes on to say that it's sweeter than honey, sweeter even than the purest drops from the honeycomb. This vivid comparison helps us understand the immeasurable worth of God's statutes. They're not just rules to follow, but a source of joy, wisdom, and spiritual richness that far surpasses any earthly treasure. As we conclude our exploration, we're left with a profound understanding of the transformative power of God's word. This passage beautifully illustrates how Scripture refreshes our souls, imparts wisdom, and brings joy to our hearts. It's not just a set of rules, but a life-giving force that enlightens our minds and purifies our spirits. The psalmist compares God's word to the most precious earthly treasures, more desirable than gold and sweeter than honey. This vivid imagery emphasizes the immeasurable value of divine guidance in our lives. When we embrace God's teachings, we experience a spiritual renewal that goes beyond any worldly pleasure or wealth. For believers, this means that engaging with Scripture isn't just a religious duty, but a pathway to profound personal transformation. It offers clarity in confusion, comfort in distress, and wisdom for life's complexities. The enduring nature of God's Word ensures that its impact on our lives is not fleeting, but eternal.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your perfect and life-giving word. Your law refreshes our souls and guides us with wisdom and clarity. Help us to treasure your teachings more than the richest gold and to find joy in following your commands, knowing that they are for our good. May your word be a constant source of renewal and strength in our lives, leading us closer to you each day. Teach us to walk in your ways with a heart that delights in your truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may your days be filled with God's guidance, his peace, and his unending love. Stay blessed, keep walking in his light, and remember that you are always cherished by him. Until next time, take care and God bless.